It is time for our manager's report with Padres skipper Mike Shield. It is brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. And the manager of the Padres, Mike Shield, joining us right now. Let me say, Mike, you clean up nicely. I saw some video from last night's dinner at the Diamond. You looked very sharp out there. Maybe not Fernando Tatis Jr. level sharp, but you look good. How was the event last night?
It was fantastic. You know, it was, I mean, no one's going to pull off the Tati look. he's in his own league, man.
Certainly is.
A lot of dudes with some serious swag and style, but great event, great cause. You know, raised a lot of money. I think over $1 million for the Peter Seiler Legacy Foundation. So overall, just a really, really good night. And I was grateful for the guys to show up and have some fun with it.
So it leads me to my first question, though. And I've always kind of wondered this, because in other sports, you know, basketball coaches either will wear a suit or even a, you know, just a pullover or something. And football coaches will get a, you know, hoodie, Bill Belichick style. Baseball is the only sport where the manager actually has to dress in the uniform. Are you in favor of that? Because I know for guys like, I don't look great in a baseball uniform in my late 40s. Would you rather say, hey, can we just wear something like normal in the dugout? We're not going to be out there playing.
Oh, that's a fair question. I haven't really thought about it. I've always wore a uniform. And, yeah, sometimes I catch a glimpse. I'm like, oh, man, maybe your best look in the uniform right now. But, you know, I don't know. It's kind of an interesting question. I've never really thought about it.
Well,
I'd rather do the uniform for sure than the, you know, Connie Mack suit every day.
So. There you go. You don't, at least don't have to put on a tie every day. That's I'm on TV. I don't even put on a tie every day. No one wears ties anymore, except when you're really dressing up at an event like last night. A lot's to get to. Let's go back. First of all, last Friday, we were off. We didn't talk to you, but what a game that was last Friday night. With the huge ninth inning comeback, and then the tying home run by Jurickson Profar and the Manny Machado walk-off home run. I'm just curious, when your team gives up six runs in the ninth inning to lose the lead, what's said, if anything, by you, any of your coaches, any of the players, as you're coming back for the bottom of the ninth, knowing you still got a shot, but that just has to be such a punch to the stomach in an inning like that?
You know, really three games, really, because right in the third, because we got the first out in the top of the ninth, you know, continued to have played, you know, as good a fundamental, you know, baseball as you could play. I mean, just had two really just clean games, well-played games against Texas. And then first, like I say, you know, we had a 7-2 lead, a lot of things done right. You know, he gets a homer, do some things that, you know, manufacture some runs, play clean defense. You know, Vasquez gives up a homer to Peterson in the first and settles down and gets into the seventh and grabs an out. Wandy comes in, gets his guys and starts the eighth with a couple outs, and Dalo finished the inning with an out and his guy, and like, all right, here we go. And like I said, get the first out, and then, you know, exception of the walk to McCarthy, you know, you got to give him credit. You know, base hit, Gurriel, base hit, Moreno, walk to McCarthy, you know, go to the bullpen, Thomas ambushed a heater for the grand slam. And, you know, then Gritsch got a changeup, put a swing on it. So, you know, hit a double down the line, you know, right before that. So, you know, or doubled in right center with Carroll. So, you know, it wasn't like we just, you know, imploded and walked a lot of guys and made a lot of errors. Just one of those innings that, you know, baseball happens. And then ultimately, to your point, so that's phase two of it. And then the third phase is, you know, you look up and come in, and guys weren't phased. It was really impressive. And you know, they bring in their closer, and Pro hits a solo homer, and, you know, Crony works in a tough walk, and Manny gets a slider sweeper that he can put a swing on and doesn't miss it, and send everybody home, largest crowd in Petco Park history, happy. So it was a wild one, to say the least.
Talking to Mike Schiltz here on Bed and Woods, the Manager's Report, brought to you by SDCCU. Mike, we've been following along with Xander Bogaerts, his most recent rehab assignment up in Lake Elsinore, and looked like he was swinging the bat pretty well. Any roster moves that the fans can expect here this weekend, maybe?
I'm not here to break news on the roster.
We love the breaking news, Mike.
I'm sure you do. I think that, I could clearly see why. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I don't think it's going to be a state secret, but, you know, expect Xander back sooner than later, and he got through his rehab last night, and looks like he's in a pretty good place, so, you know, stay tuned.
Speaking of guys, you had an update on Joe Musgrove earlier in the week throwing off a slope, and I know you said the next step was to see how he was kind of bounce back from that. Any news on how Joe's feeling after a throwing off the front of the mound?
Yeah, you know, he threw off the slope, and felt good, came out clean. Talked to him, said like he recovered well. So, you know, he's still a work in progress, but the work's going in a favorable direction. So he's going to continue to look towards the next steps.
So we've gone through this a few times this season before, and at this point, I feel like it's fair that to have some faith that your team, after, you know, losing four in a row this week, no reason to think you're not going to bounce back. Does it help knowing you've done it, you know, three or four times this year where you've gone into the normal, you know, just baseball slumps, as you've said, that happen over the course of the season? Does it help your guys knowing every time they've pulled out of it and really gone on a nice run after, you know, these mini losing streaks?
I mean, yeah, we've almost 100 games in the season, so I think the team's proven that's going to be, you know, resilient when things don't go as well. I think anyone, like most of us, you know, listening, I'm sure, you know, you call 162 game season, you know, it's going to be ups and downs. It's just the reality of it. And, you know, I don't love it. You know, got to figure out a way to continue to get back on the proverbial horse and figure out, you know, how to win games and play the game. And, you know, we've got clearly an understanding how to do that and have done it. So it's just a matter of getting back to it.
Talking to Mike Schilt, another thing that happened since we last spoke, you had a number of guys who were either voted into the All-Star game or named as All-Star reserves, five players from the San Diego Padres. And curious, as the manager, do you get to let them know about that? How does that work? And what was the reaction like, especially for a guy like Jurickson Profar, who has played so long and never gotten an opportunity to do this? And then a guy like Jackson Merrill, who in his very first season, I mean, what an amazing thing to get to go to an All-Star game.
Yeah, it's really a special moment for the club. You know, you find out through our media outlets, you know, who our media representatives, who makes the club. And then, you know, you have the way I've done it. I think most clubs probably do the similar way. You know, you announce it, you know, you have an All-Star announced. We've had multiple now. I had one in Texas with Fernando and Pro, and you know, that was really special. We got, you know, we were on the road, obviously, and Toddy wasn't with us. We plugged him in on a FaceTime and on a big screen and announced it and with their teammates. And just a, you know, real heartfelt, genuine round of applause and excitement for the guys. And, you know, they typically have, you know, want to say a few things. They talk about whatever's on their heart and their excitement. And, you know, clearly Pro was rightfully excited and enthusiastic. I mean, he's got that wonderful smile anyway, and it was on display. And of course, Toddy was happy and earned it. And then we got home and got the reserve announcements and the pitching announcements, and we're able to do the same thing with Suarez and Arise and Jackson, and, you know, did it in the clubhouse, and guys were able to celebrate it with them, and guys were, you know, clearly excited, rightfully so.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Mike, I'm going to try again. I don't expect breaking news here, but I'm just going to ask. We all were following along with Fernando Tatis Jr., and there's been so many differing reports. He could be back this date. It could be September. He's not coming back at all. I mean, how's Tati doing? How's he feeling? Is there anything you can tell us how he's progressing as he's looking to come back?
Well, I think you're setting yourself up to follow. I mean, people can, maybe the reports are true, but I haven't seen them. You know, the timetable's not, you know, established. There's clearly a plan, but it's not etched in stone right now. Right now, he's still in the, similar to Joe, he's in the early phases of recovery. You know, he'll test again to see where he's at relative to the healing process of the baseline that was created, you know, 3 weeks ago, and that'll happen fairly soon. And then after that, we'll kind of take it from there, like we did with Bogey. And but there is favorable news. He's you know, in normal movements and some controlled settings with some swings and some light activity and some pool work and so forth. He's pain free and recovering pretty well, but you know, he's still just got to heal that bone, and so there's no timetable on his return to play at the moment.
Mike, after your postgamer on Wednesday, you guys tweaked your starting rotation a little bit, so we hadn't really gotten a chance to ask you about it. I threw my speculation hat on and said, well, maybe they're trying to even out the amount of rest for all the starters, but moving Waldron and Cease up a day and Randy Vasquez back 2 days, can you give us kind of just the thinking behind setting up this final series before the All-Star break?
Well, we knew all three of those guys were going to pitch. Vasquez had a little baby girl.
Congratulations.
Yep. And I don't know how public that was, but I guess it is now. But yeah, he
and you said no breaking news.
Yeah. Well, you got me. Congratulations.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, we just pushed him back a little bit and for his schedule, and it just worked out that way. So they're all gonna pitch, just a matter of the order. So that's pretty much the reason.
All-Star game coming up on Tuesday. Now, you haven't gotten an opportunity to coach in one of those yet, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, 2025 National League All-Star manager, Mike Shildt. You know what that means. That's so it. I'm hoping that absolutely happens. But, how much input do you have in terms of, especially like if you have a pitcher going like Suarez, in terms of like what the usage is? Do you talk to, you know, Torrey about any of your players before they go over there and what's going to go on? Or do you just kind of trust they're going to have the best interest of the players in mind?
I mean, I'll try to send Torrey a little text or something, but, you know, the regulars, you know, they'll be healthy. I'll just confirm it. You know, he manages the club however he sees fit. You know, the only thing you would do is, you know, it's a pitching situation with more or less with like a starter, where he'd be on turn. But, you know, Suarez is going to have, you know, at least a day. Now, if he goes, I don't think, you know, who knows? They just threw it yesterday, so he'll have a day in this series, I'm sure. But if he should be able to grab an inning for them on Tuesday without much of a challenge, and, you know, have Wednesday and Thursday off. So, but if he's compromised anyway, I'll shoot out a little text to him. But I expect him to be full go and represent us.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend against the Atlanta Braves. A tough team. You guys played well against them in Atlanta back in May. Before you go, because I wanted to ask you this. Today is National French Fry Day. What is Mike Schilt's favorite fast food French fries?
I'm a big fry guy.
Huh?
I ate them with ranch.
Oh, okay. Not the usual ketchup. He goes with the ranch. I can respect that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yep. So, gosh. Five Guys without the salt.
Good call.
Yeah, it's probably where I'd...
I mean, McDonald's are always hard to beat, but I said McDonald's and Five Guys, yeah.
Yeah, they're solid.
I like those Chick-fil-A waffle fries, too, though. Do you like those?
Can't beat them. Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Mike, good luck this weekend. Enjoy the All-Star break, and good luck to the team again in the second half of the season. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
I appreciate it, guys.
There is Padres manager Mike Schilt. Our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.